Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Hey, we are back for hour number two of Talkback here on your Wednesday. I'm Al Quartermont, along with Sandra McQuain, and it is the Wednesday that we put the spotlight on Louisiana industry here in Central Louisiana. Joining us is Leif Jones from Louisiana Central. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see everybody this morning.
Oh, y'all had a busy day yesterday. It was Central Louisiana Day at the legislature.
Yes, it was. Once again, Deborah Randolph put on organized a great day. Sandra will remember as past chair of the board what all goes into that. But the Central Louisiana Regional Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with groups like ours, puts together a day at the legislature. And we had probably 40-plus people from here, and our Central Louisiana delegation, as busy as it is at the Capitol, made time for us, were able to catch us up on things that they were focused on. It was an exciting day. I've been a few times in the last few weeks, and the energy at the Capitol is regardless of whether you're Republican or Democrat, and I know there are a lot of differences there, but as far as the energy of getting things done, their things are buzzing. It was also interesting to hear from the governor talking about the Constitutional Convention and his feelings, obviously, on that. And so it was an interesting day. It was great to hear, just to learn what was going on, and mostly proud of the fact that we had such a strong representation from Central Louisiana visiting them, letting them know our top issues, and being able to show how cohesive our group here is and what our goals are and that type of thing. Both mayors from Alexandria and Pineville were there, the higher ed institutions, larger employers. It was a really good day. And also they bring the Central Louisiana leadership class that LSUA and the chamber have, and it's a great experience for them. So it was a good day. We were able to talk about something that's very important for us from the industry standpoint, and that is one of the bills that's moving through that is making some major changes to Louisiana Economic Development, the State Economic Development Office. We are in full support of those, working very closely with the new secretary, and very pleased at the focus to actually give more flexibility to LED and help us be more proactive in how we do things. So it was a great day, and we enjoyed being there, and it was, again, a tribute to Deborah Randolph and the Central Louisiana Regional Chamber of Commerce. They always organize things so efficiently. So, yeah, that was great. I also want to do, before we introduce our guest, just a reminder, we're still accepting applications for registering for the manufacturing camp. We've had really great response to that. We'll be narrowing down those applicants. We've had great response from industry, and for those who don't remember, this is a high school camp during the month of June, for the second week in June, where high school kids have the opportunity to visit some of our major manufacturers, learn more about that, and also in a partnership with the Central Louisiana Community Technical College, they get an opportunity to learn what training is available for the jobs that they're going to be exposed to. So I encourage everyone to talk to their kids if they have any interest in staying in this area and doing that type of work, or at least finding out what they may not know, which is there are some great paying jobs in manufacturing. So we encourage you to follow us on our Facebook page or social media. You can find the registration information. Obviously, you can call Louisiana Central or go to our website, louisiana-central.com. But today, we're very excited to have someone back in the studio that we have been working with the organization for several years now. Louisiana Central was involved initially with helping bring Vexus Fiber to Central Louisiana, to Alexandria and Pineville. You all remember our announcement about that. When they opened the local office, we had Chris here talking about that. And we're here today to talk about a major milestone and how things are progressing. Today, Chris Fontenot, who's Director of Operations for Vexus Fiber, is joining us in the studio. So, Chris, welcome. And tell us about this major milestone you've reached.
Hey, thanks for having us in again. We appreciate it. So it seems like last time we talked, we were just opening the store and had a few hundred customers. And we're proud to say and happy to say that the community has really rallied behind us. And we've jumped in and now surpassed 1,250 customers here in the Alexandria area, just in the Alexandria area.
Wow.
We've also, a couple of things that have happened since we've last talked, we've finished construction and we build out to about 5,000 homes in a given area. So we finished our second area and we're now moving into the Garden District area, City Park area, Briarwood, those kind of areas. We're starting to move a little further north into it, which will also open up for us our crossing over the river into Pineville. So Pineville coming very soon. Garden District coming even sooner. The other big side of it is on the product base. Since we've been in last time and opened the store, we've actually launched our multi-gig service. So we've now offering 2 gig and 5 gig service to residential and commercial customers. And again, you know, we've always got the storefront right there, right next to Albertsons, for anybody who'd like to come in and just see how the product works, see how things work, see what an install would look like, or have any questions. The big differentiator for us and the other big boys in the market are that, you know, everything that we do is going to be done within those four walls. We don't have to make a phone call out.
Okay. And that is a big deal. Let's back up a little bit and tell us more about Vexus as a company, its origins, and then, how young you guys wound up here. But tell us about Vexus as a company.
Yeah. So Vexus founded around 2019 with the purchase of NTS Communications, had some legacy markets on the North Shore there across Lake Pontchartrain and then out in West Texas, offering internet service, TV service. We had some private equity backing and started to expand into underserved markets. So really looking for a market where there wasn't really a fiber product for the consumers in that market, or the fiber provider that was there was really dropping the ball. And what we see moving into East Texas, moving into Louisiana and Lake Charles, Alexandria, Nacogdoches, Tyler, those kind of markets is we've seen the provider that's here. One thing that we're really proud of in our movement into Alexandria is check us out in Google. These are consumers replying back. We have a 4.9 rating and on Google.
Wow.
And I'd be, compare that to the other folks that are here, and that really spells out why we walk into these markets and come in here. Is there's a need for the product that we offer and the service that we're able to provide.
When you all talk about, I know you used the term, and I may say it incorrectly, but fiber to the door concept. Talk to us about that from the technology standpoint. And for those who don't understand, you're talking about doing build outs, but that's not necessarily customers yet. So how does that process work?
Right. So the fiber product in a nutshell here is, and what makes it better than some of our competition here is when you build it out, there are less active devices in our network. So really think of it like if you'd like to power your house, you want to plug your TV into one outlet. You don't want to plug it into an extension cord that's plugged into another extension cord that's plugged into another extension cord that goes to another outlet somewhere in the garage, right? You want it to go as direct and as clean as it can to get to you. So that's a good analogy for us. There's less points of failure for us, less points to break as we get to your home. It also allows us to do symmetrical speeds. So some of our competition can give you those 1 gig speeds into your house, maybe not 2 or 5 gig like we can offer you, but what goes up is not the same. So the fiber product allows us to do that as well.
And I'm sure folks have a question if they're considering switching or starting from anew. The difference in cost to those two levels. Can you talk about that, or is that just information on your website?
Yeah, it is available on our website today. The 5 gig and if I'm off by a couple dollars here, don't quote me exact, but I want to say our 5 gig is $119 and our 2 gig is around $89.99. And that's about $30 difference, or $30 higher than our 1 gig. So it's about $30 each step you go up.
For folks who are not technological, what is the difference? What is the reality difference in those two speeds for someone who's got a computers at home, got kids doing homework, watching Netflix in several different rooms?
And a lot of folks focus on the speed and think, if we get the higher speed, we'll get it faster. Really, once you get past a 1 gig serving level, it's the speed of what's loading on your device is about the same, because your devices are really, most devices are built to run up to about 1 gig. When we talk 2 gig and 5 gig, it's really more about the bandwidth coming into your home. How many devices do you home? So if you got a house where you know, the kids all have tablets and the TVs are online and you've got gaming systems and the phones. You know, 1 gig, 2 gig is going to be great for you. The 5 gig is going to be for those folks that have, you know, home automation, the refrigerator's online, the washer dryer's online, everything.
Security cameras, all those kind of things.
Security, multiple security cameras. You want to keep that bandwidth high so you get that crystal clear picture.
Right. Well, that's a good explanation. And we don't think about it a lot, but we do in our homes. There's a lot going on at one time, especially when everybody is home. Think about sometimes when, like, when our kids were home. You got a couple of TVs going, you got a couple of computers, and we just kind of tend to leave those things live and on. So as you progress now, what are the neighborhoods that you've been able, that where's the major concentration of these 1,000 customers? Which neighborhoods have started
first?
So
we've serviced everything on the south and east side of 165 coming up, right? So as you come into, we've serviced a lot of the area that's working up into that downtown south of 167 going across the river. So what we're doing now is pushing north of that. So we've started sort of on that south southwest corner of Alexandria and taking care of everything that's or built out to most everything on that south side of town.
Okay.
And we're working.
And I know people had questions about this last time. So y'all have changed the process from having those orange things in the yard. Tell us about that, because I know y'all made some corrections and some
We
some
have,
changes.
So no one has been a big fan of those big green monsters we call
the green,
them. The
green, yeah, that's green, not orange.
So we've gone to a much smaller, much less invasive product. And as we move into these older established neighborhoods like the Garden District, most of that is going to be aerial up on the poles.
Okay.
So a lot of what we're moving into now is moving into that. So you don't have anything, you know, if your utilities come in underground, we're going to come in underground as well. And if your utilities come in over the air, we're going to do that as well.
And how does that work with the city utilities? Are y'all able to use that infrastructure? Is there an agreement there?
We are. So we make agreements with the, I believe for the most part, the poles in the city are owned by the city. So we make an agreement with that for attachments to those poles. And then in underground, we make agreements with the city for use of the easement.
Okay. Talk to us about the customer service side. I will give a testimonial. I'm a customer now, and I have been extremely pleased. I was very pleased even with the young people that were going door to door to sign me up. I was already sold because we had worked with you, but they did a great job, and they're local people, which was really, really nice. And they scheduled the installation. They sent me text. The communication was really great. I knew when they were coming. I knew it wasn't this long window. I knew when I should be there. And then the installation people were wonderful. And we had little glitch with it, and I'm saying that to say those things happen, but immediately they came back and fixed the component, and I can't say enough about the service. But having that, what you said earlier, the people you call are right here, the information you get is right here. Talk to us about the staff and team that you all have amassed. How many folks do you have now here in this market?
Yeah, so we're starting to fill out that office there right across from Albertsons on MacArthur. We've probably got 8 on our technical side, and we've got about 10 on the sales side. And you talked about it, right? We've got a few folks that work there in the office. We've got a couple folks that work on the commercial side, and then we've got those the young people that are going door-to-door to market to you. And I will, you know, to Leif's experience, he didn't call me when something happened. He went through the regular, you know, the regular route of what it's like. And we have the 800 number for care if you need that or want to troubleshoot over the phone. But we've also got, when you Google us and see that 4.9 rating, that number that's listed on the Google site is our local store office. You call that. We do our best to accommodate anything you need. So we'll give you a window of installation. But if you need us to try to show up at 3 o'clock or after 4:30 or whatever that is, that's one of those things that differentiate us. We're going to work with your schedule and what you need to
accommodate. Well, a part of that too that I'll give a plug for that I thought was great about the local people is that when they did the installation, I had no problems that afternoon. And then, like I said, they had a small glitch. Called them. They said, we'll have somebody come by there tomorrow afternoon. Gave me a time. Then I get this call out of the blue from a different person that morning and said, hey, I'm going to be able to do this on the exterior. I saw that it was on the schedule, and I wasn't assigned to that, but I'm in the area. I'm going to go ahead and take care of that. And I thought, wow, that's the kind of service you want. So he did, and it was, you know, but I thought it was very interesting that they knew the area and they knew that situation, and they were able to go ahead and, you know, actually exceed expectations by coming earlier. So talk to us about what's next. I know we've got people listening probably that, and Al, just tell me, okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about how people can get on the schedule for this potential service. Thanks.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
There are few things harder in life than the anguish felt with the loss of a loved one. What to do next doesn't have to be scary or complicated. I'm George Fine, and at Fine Legal Services, we're here to answer your questions with compassion and help you navigate the process. What is probate? What is a succession? What comes next? Our team is here for you. Call your Alexandria, Louisiana attorneys, George Fine and Jeremy Cedars, at 318-767-2226 to learn more, or visit fine-lawyers.com.
LSBA number LA2316295.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you, 24/7.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana Mackenzie Scruggs on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. Did you know Louisiana is one of the world's largest producers of clean, affordable propane gas? And did you know that propane is used for heating homes, hot water, cooking, and cleaning clothes? And did you know that hundreds of school buses and light-duty trucks are powered by propane? And if you didn't know, now you do. Propane is energy for everyone, and it's a fuel for our future. To find out more, visit LouisianaPropane.com.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Let's get back to the show. It's Talkback on KSYL.
All right, we're back on Talkback. It's our Louisiana Central Industry Update. Leif Jones is here, and we're talking about Vexus Fiber. As also with us in the studio is Chris Fontenot, who is the Director of Operations at Vexus. So I'll let you guys continue.
Yes, good to be here with Chris today. And again, Louisiana Central is really proud of seeing this progress since we were involved from the beginning, and it was an exciting announcement a couple of years ago. Reached a major milestone of over 1,000 residential installations for fiber to the home. And we're just talking about that process. And I know that there are some folks, we just had conversation during the break of what happens next, where are you going next in Alexandria? And if folks are interested in the service, what are the ways they can make sure they're on the list? So let's start with where you are now, where you're going next.
Sure. So we've built again to that south side of 165 and 71. We're moving over into the City Park Garden District area now. We'll build out again. We build out about 5,000 homes in an area and then move to the next area. So the big thing about moving into that City Park Garden District area is it lets us get to Pineville, let us cross the river there, and let us start moving to the rest of the east side of Alexandria, as well, west side of Alexandria, excuse me, as well. So as we build out, and again, you mentioned, you know, how do folks sign up? You know, there's always the e-commerce. If you like to go online and you don't have to talk to anybody, you can just click through and do your options. You can. I'm a little bit old school. I like to talk to a person when I buy something and get the recommendations and see what it looks like and really know what effect it's going to have on my home. You can always do that in the storefront, right? The retail folks will be happy to walk you through and, you know, give you a tour of the office if you'd like.
Right. And that is a local office with local people. And where are you located?
2385 South MacArthur, so right across from the Albertsons, right there on, right next to the roundabout. And then, you know, the other thing is we'll come meet you where you're at. So we don't have quite the advertising budget that the big guys have in our market. We're a much smaller company. We do a lot of word of mouth, a lot of friend of a friend referrals, refer your neighbor. We'll do a little bit of, you know, a little bit of the mail in your house, but you're not getting something three times a week. Typically, you're getting something as we start construction in your area. And as we finish up construction area in your area, and depending on the mix of the underground and aerial that's there, it takes us about 60 to 90 days to finish. So if you see the pipe sticking up in your area or the cones
out
in the trucks, you know that they'll be gone here in two or three months.
But it's not going to be immediate. Just because the trucks are in your neighborhood, it's not going to happen. And it's not going to be immediate. Again, we were talking earlier about the customer service, and I mentioned another example, and that is that by you being local and folks being able to get in touch with you, if folks are having concerns about any of that in their neighborhood, because it is construction, I know they do their best to stay out of the way, but you say you want to know about that. If people are concerned, you want to hear about that.
Absolutely. So part of that mailing system is before we start construction, we'll send something to your home, and if you have sprinklers or anything we should be aware of before we put any shovels into the ground or come into your area with the trucks, is let us know if you got something, and we'll have somebody come out and take a look at it and stake that off and make sure that we can, you know, we do as little as we can to impact the community as we build out. We want to have the big impact on the community, providing the service and providing customer service, not because we, you know, hit your sprinkler system or dug up a French drain or something like that. But if you do have, you know, it's construction, things are going to happen. What we're really proud of is the restoration. So we're not going to move on from anything until you are happy with the restoration we've done. So matching sod, replacing a plant, whatever it may
take. We had some of that in our neighborhood. You all came back out and put sod back down where they had to dig some of the holes. We're going to wrap up, but again, we've been talking with Vexus Fiber, who is a new local business to us, with local people providing local service for fiber, internet service. And Chris Fontenot is the director of operations. And we look forward to having you back and continue to hear about the milestones and the opportunities for growth, hopefully even beyond Alexandria and Pineville. But we look forward to hearing that soon. So thanks, Chris, for being with us today.
All right. Thank you both. And we've got our Workforce Wednesday with CLTCC up next.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. As it slows output to get a handle on its manufacturing issues, Boeing has been burning through cash. In the opening 3 months of the year, the plane maker went through almost $4 billion. But while that sounds bad, it was actually a less dramatic drain than analysts had predicted. One analyst says while Boeing faces challenges, it could have been worse. Boeing shares are higher pre-market. AT&T was busy signing up new wireless subscribers in the opening 3 months of the year, adding a more than expected 349,000 in the first quarter. While bottom line earnings topped the forecasts, revenue was a little short. AT&T has also deployed newer wireless home internet technology that sends signals to a device in a home over airwaves rather than a fixed line. On Wall Street, after 2 days of gains this week so far, can the market make it a hat trick? Well, ahead of the bell, stock futures are mixed. Steve Potisk, Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to Oakwing Golf Club, where great golf happens. At Oakwing, we feature an 18-hole championship golf course. Oakwing features membership options for all ages and all skill levels. Oakwing is open to the public 7 days a week. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, step onto the best greens in Central Louisiana to elevate your game. When you're finished, visit our bar and grill for delicious menu options or a refreshing beverage. And for your next event or corporate meeting, ask about our banquet room and catering options. Oakwing Golf Club on Vandenberg Drive in Alexandria.
Some people try to fix everything themselves.
What you doing, Dad?
Here, bud. Hold this wrench, will you?
Wow!
When you've got drain problems, it's time to call the Roto-Rooter professionals. Roto-Rooter technicians arrive on time, give you an accurate cost estimate up front, and they do the job right the first time, guaranteed. So the next time you have a stopped up drain, call 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the Roto-Rooter.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text balance to 511-511. Text balance to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Good morning. A little bit of fog and some spots that'll burn off early, and it looks like a nice Wednesday. Sunny skies, 83 for the afternoon high. Now tonight, partly cloudy, down to 61 for the overnight low. Could see patchy fog again when you get up on Thursday. Otherwise, another sunny day. Warmer yet. Afternoon highs near 85. By Friday, again, the winds pick up, but still a nice weekend ahead. And that's your forecast from the Senlaw Broadcasting Weather Center. I'm Dave Gratian. Currently 64 degrees in Senlaw. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, it is time for Workforce Wednesday, and Jimmy Sawtell stepping in from CLTCC. And we talked a little bit about this with Leif. I know it was Senlaw Day at the legislature yesterday, and I saw you in the video.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Sandra. Good to see y'all. Doing all right?
Doing pretty good. Not too bad for a Wednesday.
It was a wonderful day at the legislature. CLTCC and LCTCS were there Monday for Community College Day at the Capitol. Then we celebrated 25 years of LCTCS that night. I want to thank Deborah Randolph and all of our friends for being there. But then also from the legislature, yesterday was Senlaw Day at the Capitol with our legislature, and Deborah Randolph and our sponsors did a wonderful job. The governor spoke with us. All of our legislators were available, and it was just a really great day. And can't say how proud I am of Central Louisiana. The support for higher ed, be it CLTCC or LSUA or LCU or Northwestern, was just off the charts. So thanks to everyone that made yesterday possible.
Absolutely. It's always good to get down there. I saw Governor Landry spoke to the group as well, and he seems pretty high on the prospects for Central Louisiana.
Yes, indeed. He said that his perspective was north of I-10 was the greatest opportunity for growth, and the farther you went north, the stronger it got. So we're right in that sweet spot of growth. I think we know that we're probably the best-kept secret in Louisiana for manufacturing, welding, allied health, you name it. We are here to serve a state that has workforce needs.
Talk about massive potential for growth.
Amen. Amen. But I don't know if you recall, last week we had Skills USA in town.
Yes.
And that was huge. I cannot say enough for everyone. Katie Vanderlick and her team, the Bentley Properties, Scott the Libertaire. We brought Skills USA state competition to Alexandria, and we're proud of all of our Bobcats that participated. Hundreds of students participated in things like heavy equipment, welding, allied health, computers, you name it, electrical, HVAC. And I'm so proud to share that we had 9 medalists out of all our competitors, 5 gold, and they qualify to go to Skills National in Atlanta at the end of June. Silver, we had 3, and 1 bronze. I want to mention their names because they worked so hard, and we're so proud of them. In electrical construction wiring, we had gold with Joseph Ritchie. We had HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We had gold, Vincent Ritchie. Now, you might say, those two Ritchies, are they related? Are they related? They're identical twins. So we had identical twins win gold in 2 separate categories. Information technology services, Michael Evans won gold. In internet working, Kaiji Garcia won silver. In technical computer applications, we had 2 medalists. Michael Evans, again, won. He won silver. And Zane Davis won bronze. And then in individual welding, we had gold, went to Jonathan Dry. Silver went to Garrett Dubois, and they're both from our Huey P. Long campus in Winfield. And then our welding fabrication, which is a team event, Bo Branch, Gavin Moran, Abel Scallion, Each one, they won the team gold, and that was in welding fabrication, which is that team event. So all of our medalists were from Alexandria campus, with the exception of Jonathan Dry and Garrett Dubois, who won welding from the Winfield area at the Huey P. Long campus. So super proud of them and all that they were able to do in representing CLTCC.
Congratulations. Awesome. That is fantastic.
You.
So the students that win gold and are going on to Atlanta, how are there needs to help them pay for that? Are there sponsored? What can we do to help make sure those students can get there and compete?
Thank you so much for bringing that up, because it does cost. It is sponsored by an international organization, Skills USA National, which is headquartered in the Virginia area. And all states are represented. Some U.S. territories are represented. And they rent out. They don't rent out just like a little place. They rent out the State Farm Arena where the Atlanta Hawks play, and it is capacity crowd. It is part rock concert. It is all career and technical education. Keynote speakers like Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and things of that nature.
Wow.
That just make it a wall-to-wall week-long experience. So if you see that we're fundraising, or if there are any corporate sponsors, especially in the areas where our students placed, such as fabrication, welding, electrical, HVAC, IT, we would love to sit down with you. This will be an investment that you will see the benefit of, and we're just so proud of these 9 medalists and all that they've done to represent Central Louisiana and Louisiana when we go to Nationals.
Very cool. I know you have a busy week. You have a couple of pretty big events tomorrow.
We do. We have 2 events. One, of course, we had the Line Worker Workforce Wednesday a couple weeks ago, but we're going to have an information meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. That's going to be at our Alexandria main campus, 516 Murray. Come over to the multipurpose room. We're going to have members of industry that are hiring line workers. We're going to have our instructors. We're going to have our friendly staff to help with things like sponsorships, our scholarships, our financial aid. And then we're going to have our advanced manufacturing open house. That's going to be the same day, April 25th, tomorrow. And that's going to start at 4 p.m. That's going to run through 7 p.m., kind of come and go. Sandra, you were wonderful to come last year with your son. And that's going to be at the Clico Advanced Manufacturing Center at 1321 2nd Street, right under the overpass. And so go to both of them. There'll be time to attend both if you're interested in working with your mind, working with your hands, and really entering a high-wage, high-demand, high-skill career.
Very cool. All right. So good stuff. A lot going on with CLTCC, as always. I know last week we had the big Conference of Louisiana Colleges and University conference on artificial intelligence. That was an amazing event over at LSUA, and the keynote speaker was Dr. Andrew Schwartz, and we're going to talk more with him.
Yes, thank you for coming to that, by the way.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'm going to tell you, Andrew Schwartz and Ben Armstrong and Prerna Ravi did wonderful in their keynotes, but one of the highlights, and Al, I'd love to hear your take on it as a professor, was the student panel.
It was, yes.
It was extraordinary. I don't know where it went from friendly student panel to higher ed professional development, but somewhere in there it did. And
yeah.
I learned a tremendous amount on the critical thinking of education at the collegiate level and how students were not policing AI, but they were saying, hey, look, if you want us to learn, take these techniques and run with them. It's what we want, and it actually reduces or mitigates academic fraud.
Yeah, it was a totally different way to view it, and they're saying it's time that education embraces it and uses it in a way that can help enhance their learning experience. So, of course, the key with that is we actually have to learn how to use it ourselves first.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Therein lies the rub.
Well, that Pandora's box, it is huge, and it's ever-changing. You know, we use ChatGPT. We use Microsoft Copilot. In fact, we had several illustrations that were up on the screen just to show folks where we created the mascot of a university or a college, and we just kind of gave keywords like a bulldog wearing red and blue. Well, that was Louisiana Tech, and it was strikingly good. We had, during the break, we'd say, now it's time for a break, but we had Louisiana Mardi Gras robots that were eating cookies, and it created that in 90 seconds. It was just, and we just showed how that worked. And we're so blessed today to have Dr. Andrew Schwartz, who's going to do an encore presentation on this show. He was on for a little bit promoting the CLCU conference, which we had last Thursday. But a lot of people called in. A lot of people had questions when they saw me, you know, about copyright. You had a question about copyright. And just this Pandora's box, it just does not exhaust. I mean, there's just so many angles to look at it from writing first drafts of letters, which I think you talked about a couple days ago, I think last Friday on the show. I love being a listener. I learn so much when I listen. But it's for everyone. The cost is very affordable. And Dr. Schwartz is one of the foremost experts in Louisiana, if not the United States. So we're grateful to have him on.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back and talk more with him here on TalkBack.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Pack your bags and prepare for takeoff, because your summer adventure starts now by booking a flight out of Alexandria International Airport.
Clear your calendar and grab your guys for a game at historic Fenway Park. Test drive NASCAR vehicles in Daytona, or play 18 holes at legendary Pebble Beach.
With nonstop destinations and connections worldwide, traveling with AEX is faster, easier, and more convenient than ever. Visit flyaex.org and plan your summer vacation today.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona inviting you to join us for Tuesday's AFR, powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer in Louisiana. Shay Dixon stops by for his weekly visit, talk recruiting and transfer portal. LSU back on the diamond against Nichols. 3-6, Alexandria is 94.7 ESPN.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Louisiana needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
The best of TalkBack is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we are back here on TalkBack on this Workforce Wednesday with CLTCC. Chancellor Jimmy Sawtelle is here. Before we went to the break, I mentioned the big artificial intelligence conference last week over at LSUA, and you guys had quite a keynote speaker, Jimmy.
Boy, did we. I want to thank Dr. Andrew Schwartz for joining us for an encore interview on TalkBack. You know, LSUA did an amazing job in their facility support of the Conference of Louisiana's Community, CLCU, the Conference of Louisiana's Colleges and Universities, and the entire day was devoted to AI. And thank you to Dr. Paul Correll and all of his team there who did such a wonderful job in support, and our team that were supporting that support. But today we have Dr. Andrew Schwartz, who's at LSU in Baton Rouge, who gave an amazing keynote, and where he's with us again today, and we're just grateful for him being here. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your talk last week and the various panels that we had as well. And we were talking in our last segment, especially enlightening, I thought, were the students on the student panel who are basically saying, look, AI is here. We want to learn how to use it. It's kind of up to the education world to figure out how to use this to enhance our learning and to do so in an ethical manner. That, to me, was the big takeaway of the day. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. First, I also want to echo Dr. Sautel's comments. The conference itself was amazing. And what really struck me was how we came together as all the different campuses across community colleges, two-year and four-year institutions. And there really was, a power in that. And it really showed, I think, how the educational institutions of the state are really positioned well, I think, to really look into the future of work, especially around AI. And so as the students are sharing about AI, they're interested and they're curious. And honestly, that actually gives me such optimism. And I know I get mocked for this sometimes. I say I'm a techno-optimist. Hmm. And when I say that, it means I don't see the downsides of AI. I certainly do. And we can talk about that. But really, what I see is the tremendous opportunity. And so when you see students at all levels really talking about how AI has captured their imagination, what they're saying is, teach us, instruct us, help us, guide us. And I really think that behooves us as educators across the board to meet this challenge of this generation and shape how they think about AI and from an ethical and responsible perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought those were the comments that were really insightful. So let me ask you this, because while they're asking essentially their professors to help them with this, I'm going to guess the majority of professors have very little experience using AI. What can educators and professors do to educate themselves and to kind of become trained on this in ways that can be helpful?
That's a really great question. So actually earlier this week, I had a chance to talk to the head of BSEE, Ronnie Morris, and he and I were talking about how the state is actually in the process of rolling out an AI initiative across K-12 as well. Hmm. And across the board, he even said, we're really going to have to do some professional development around getting teachers at all levels really to understand AI. So I think what you're going to see, and in talking to my colleagues at LSU as well, is we're going to start rolling out some training for faculty and staff as well. I think you're going to see a concerted effort to educate the faculty first about the pros, the cons, and how to approach this. And that's going to, I think, set a discourse then with our students to say, all right, and now we kind of have some basic understandings. And look, ethics are an always evolving topic when it comes to tech, right?
Yeah.
So I think if we can at least begin the discourse about responsibility and ethics, I think that's where the conversation starts. And I think you're going to start to see some training across the board, really starting with the faculty, and then it's going to start to really sink into the students as well.
So when we talk about AI, for our listeners, are we talking about your chat GPTs, how do we define the term when we talk about its applicability in higher ed?
That is a really, really great question, and I have a couple of hours of lecture available if I could take this before, but broadly speaking, AI is a really umbrella term, and it ranges from very narrow use cases to wide general AI, which is applicable in everything. Over the past week, we actually had, you saw the introduction of Llama 3 by Meta. And if you all have Facebook and you go into Facebook right now, if you try to do a search, that's powered by AI. It even says Meta AI is here to help. Now, what they're chasing is kind of a general AI, but there's a lot of other more narrow cases which are very narrowly defined. So from like an educational context, if you look at something like Grammarly, where Grammarly will help you learn how to better improve your writing, that's a very specific use case around AI. So AI is a real wide concept, and it can go anything between a real narrow sense to a very wide case. ChatGPT and Gemini and of course Llama 3 here really capture our attention, though, just because they're so user-friendly and they're really easy to approach.
Have you used, as you're running down those different platforms, I know Twitter has Grok. Have you ever played around with that one?
Not yet to this point. And it's interesting because all the different platforms, and I really, if your listeners haven't had a chance and they decide they want to play around, I think a really great start is to go on to look up ChatGPT or Gemini and just start to have it ask questions, start to play around, ask questions. And each of those different platforms are trained on different materials. So if you take the case of Grok, for example, Grok was trained on tweets or posts from X file. So every single conversational or generative AI is trained on a different platform. And I think one of the, if you have some spare time, try playing around and seeing what it can and can't do. And I think that one of the areas that when it becomes demystifying is when you actually try to access it and play around. I mean, of course, being a professor, all my profile is public. So even last night, I went into Gemini and I said, tell me about myself. And Gemini didn't know who I was. So I don't know how to take that, if that's good or bad, but it shows you some of the limitations of what the platform can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. I mean, it's just, it's happening so fast. And I think the challenge is going to be how to really negotiate all this in a way that, ethical was a word that kept coming up the other day as well. So what are your thoughts on the ethics of all of this?
Right. So ethics are kind of an interesting issue, right? And you're right about the speed. And we talked, it's actually interesting because in last week when we were in the conference itself, I always joke that I have to check the news before I give a talk. And I did that, and I came in and gave the talk. And by the end of the day, Meta had released a new version of their AI system. So in one day, all of a sudden, things changed. So it's amazing the speed. And so it's a challenge to keep up with that. But if we go abstract, if we think more about kind of where is AI appropriate and where is AI not appropriate, those principles of ethics reflect principles that are going to transcend any use case. So I'll take, for example, I'm working with an AI company right now, and they've defined their ethics as we will never create AI that can be used in offensive military capacities. So that's a very specific ethical use case. So we have to define with our students, here's where you're allowed to use AI, mm-hmm. Here's where we're not allowed to use AI. You're allowed to use AI like Grammarly to improve your writing. You're not allowed to go to ChatGPT and ask it to write an essay for you. So we have to really be very granular in how we define those things for our students.
Sure. While we were talking, I just hopped on Grok and I said, tell me about Al Quartermont. And it gave me about a 6-paragraph description. Most of it comes from bios that I've had posted on websites. But
sure.
Here it says at the end, Al Quartermont holds a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism from Marquette University, which he obtained in 1987. His estimated net worth ranges between $1 million and $5 million, reflecting his successful career in journalism and academia.
Congratulations.
Bravo. Bravo.
I'm like, wait.
Great job.
So, not exactly 100% accurate.
Well, they underestimated.
That absolutely floored me.
But therein lies, I think, learning, right? And that's why, from an educational perspective, a lot of us are old enough to remember, like, when Wikipedia came out, right? And I tell my kids, you know, we used to have to go to the library, and we had these things called encyclopedias, and they think I'm crazy, right?
Yeah.
We had to learn. Here's what's good and bad about Wikipedia. Here's how technology is changing, right? It was funny. I took our kids to a family vacation. We went to D.C., and we found a card catalog, right?
Uh-huh.
And I stopped, and I said, you know what this is? Not on one of them. Knew what that was,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so and I just bring that up to say, look at the generational change of technology. Mm-hmm. And with every technology comes new ethics, and it comes new questions and new use cases. And isn't it better that we now can have these conversations? I encourage people, try it out. Ask your kids, what are you doing? If they have Snapchat, there's an AI in Snapchat. Ask if they're using it. If you have Spotify, they have a recommendation agent using AI. Play around. Look at what's good and look what's bad. And then have those conversations around the dinner table about what you're finding out. And use it as a tool, as a mechanism to talk about what's right and wrong for ethic from an ethical perspective. And I think those conversations are useful.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Ugh, we got a call coming in, but I only got about 30 seconds left, so I don't think we can take it, so I apologize for that. It always goes so quickly when we talk with you, Dr. Schwartz. I appreciate the information that you give, and you know, we'll probably try to get you on again at some point and continue this discussion because it's not going away anytime soon.
It's not any time, and I always want to thank you. What's happening in Central Louisiana is pretty amazing, and I'm impressed with the leadership of the higher education there. So you have a great community, and there's some great people that are up there, and I've always loved my time visiting.
Well, we appreciate it. Good to see you last week, and hopefully we'll see you up here again soon.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Dr. Andrew Schwartz, professor of the Stevenson Department of Entrepreneurship and Information Systems at LSU. And an expert, as you can tell, on artificial intelligence. We need to take a break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can
educate, encourage,
empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Looking for a golden opportunity? Find your gold with Golden Nugget Scratch-Offs from the Louisiana Lottery. Golden Nugget $14,000, Golden Nugget $100,000, and Golden Nugget $200,000. Enter our second chance promotion for one of 10 VIP prize packages to the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, including cash prizes and a chance to win up to $1 million. This is your chance to win big. Play all 3 Golden Nugget Scratch-Offs today and remember to enter the second chance drawings for your shot at winning up to $1 million. Join the fun with Louisiana Lottery and the Golden Nugget Casino Lake Charles, giving you a reason to smile.
Must be 21 to enter promotion. Prohibited self-excluded persons are not eligible to enter second chance promotion. Golden Nugget and related marks and logos are registered trademarks of GNLB LLC and its affiliates. All rights reserved. Gambling problem? Please call 1-877-770-STOP.
Entergy Louisiana is strengthening our power grid from Lake Charles to Baton Rouge, Metairie to Monroe. Our blueprint covers the state. Nearly 10,000 projects, over 11,000 miles of transmission line. We're reinforcing infrastructure to prepare for stronger storms, reduce outages, and respond quicker when you do need us. We're making stronger connections in every community because together, we power life.
Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right. Before we go, Jimmy, a caller had called in to ask, what's the difference between an AI system being programmed or trained?
Very good. So when you think about a program, you're thinking about Microsoft Word. You're thinking about Microsoft PowerPoint. These are human-made programs that they follow a set of rules, like coding. Mm-hmm. And a browser would be an example of that. But AI is mining information from across the internet, and it starts first with peer-reviewed or those reliable sources that are tried and true. So it, as that evolves, it's learning. As that evolves, the information gets better and the answers get better, like you being worth $5 million.
Okay. Well, there's your answer. So good stuff. And I know this will be an issue and a topic we'll continue to talk about more in the future. So, again, your events tomorrow, real quickly.
Line Worker, tomorrow, 5 p.m. at our Murray Street campus, and Advanced Manufacturing Open House, the Clico Advanced Manufacturing Center, beginning at 4 p.m. Love to see y'all there.
All right. Be there or be square. Thanks for the bagels, by the way.
You're very welcome.
All right, that's our show for today. See you tomorrow, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored